If you can't have the biggest kink, you might as well catch all the silvers your icebox can hold. Derby workers are hunched over, dragging tubs of silver salmon, or coho, across the bare wood of a float in the Auk Bay Harbor. Now they're going to transfer each individual fish from boat to tub. They're working on filling up supersized plastic containers with all the fish Derby contestants are reeling in. Cammy Bartness is in charge of the three stations that weigh fish for the Golden North Salmon Derby. She says even though contestants aren't allowed to target the prized king salmon, Juneau residents aren't snubbing the three-day contest.
I think the first day from all the weigh stations, we're probably looking at about 1,100 validations, which is pretty comparable to last year.
Bartness says contestants brought in about 16,000 pounds of fish on the first day of the contest.
That's better already than last year, the first day.
Last year, the Derby landed about 18,000 pounds. The Department of Fish and Game banned king fishing a week before the Derby's start because of record low fish numbers. Historically, the Derby's heaviest fish have been kings. This year, first place will go to a silver. Derby officials say this is the first silver-only Derby in its 71-year history. But Bartness says it's logical that the closure isn't hurting the Derby.
In August, it's mostly coho fishing anyways, just the way the species run. King fishing is usually May and June.
She says last year, contestants only asked to put 70 king salmon in the running for a prize.
So about 85% of all the proceeds came from coho anyways.
Catherine Diamond won first place last year with a 27.5-pound king salmon. Midway through this year's Derby, the biggest coho weighed is just under 19 pounds. Bartness says the good news is many of the fish that don't have a chance to win are being donated toward the Territorial Sportsman Scholarship Foundation.
All the fish that are turned in, weighed and scholarship, get sold to Alaska Glacier Seafoods, the processor here, and they in turn give Territorial Sportsman a check for all the sale of that fish.
Territorial Sportsman, the Derby's organizer, puts the money into a scholarship fund, and each year they give the earnings from that fund to several local graduates to use for their next education goals. According to the Derby website, last year's Derby fish were worth slightly more than $24,000. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.